They've built a children's playground now. There's also a school and rudimentary healthcare. But still, Huertas del Paraíso has a shantytown feel. Crumbling roads and ramshackle buildings, some clinging precariously to the hillside. You wouldn't choose to live in this neighbourhood, just on the outskirts of Bogotá. And in fact, people didn't choose to live here. The residents are all people who were forced to flee their homes when Colombia's civil war came crashing through.
We were displaced from Bucaramanga, Santander, because the paramilitaries wanted to recruit me. They get into the neighborhoods to take young boys to steal oil and to become paramilitaries. I felt devastated because you lose everything and you arrive in a city where you know no one and you end up crying for the animals, the cows.
Por los animales, por las vacas.
La guerrilla nos obligaban a mis hermanos, a los mayores.
The guerrillas were demanding my older brothers join them, and my mother said they couldn't take any of us. So they gave us 12 hours to leave. So we came to Bogota. We had to ask the neighbors to help us because everything we own got left behind. I would like there to be peace because I could go back to where I lived and recover the house we had and have a peaceful life.
Hacer una vida tranquila.
Colombianos, buenas tardes.
There is now a chance that wish for peace may be granted. At the end of August, Colombia's president shocked his citizens by revealing that secret talks are being conducted between the government and this country's main guerrilla movement, the FARC or FARC. The two sides, he said, would now move to formal peace negotiations, beginning in the Norwegian capital, Oslo.
Dije que un proceso para terminar el conflicto en mi gobierno.
The FARC launched its campaign back in 1964, a left-wing insurgency which, in theory, was to fight for the rights of Colombia's oppressed rural people. But since then, critics say, the FARC has lost sight of its original purpose, committing atrocities and trafficking cocaine. If the group has now said it will negotiate, that's for one simple reason, according to the political analyst Mauricio Romera. The Colombian army, he says, has recently inflicted on them some crushing defeats.
The Colombian government has been bombing the headquarters of the different leaders of the FARC all around the country. Police has been improving ground intelligence a lot. So that's why the Colombian government has been able to locate three main leaders of the FARC the past 3 years. So that make a huge difference.
And you can see the differences everywhere. I'm just standing on a Bogota street watching motorcycles go by. When I was last in Colombia 5 years ago, anyone riding a motorcycle was forced to wear a huge bib with an identification number on it. This was supposed to deter people from carrying out drive-by shootings. But these shootings are now pretty much a thing of the past. Terrorism incidents have substantially declined. And Colombia's motorcyclists get away with wearing t-shirts and leather jackets, just like bikers anywhere else in the world. I talked about these changes with a group of people I met at the opening of a new art exhibition. They were an arty crowd, more reflective perhaps than most. But what they all expressed was just what a profound change it would represent if a peace deal in Colombia could be negotiated.
Part of being a Colombian is knowing that you live in a country where there is a conflict. This problem with Las FARC has been half a century long. Peace is something that doesn't just knock on your door.
Myself, I have all my life lived through a country that's been at war. I mean, it's hard to imagine the country at peace, but I think it's possible. Now more than ever, there is a real possibility that this may happen.
I was born in a war, and it was difficult to grow up and to be at home because you cannot go out because there were bombs and everything. And, to imagine a country without a war, it's like a dream.
For some Colombians, though, even dreams of peace remain very remote. People like Julio Armando, for example, who joined me in a cafe to share his story. Julio's family farm in Boyaca was taken over by right-wing paramilitaries. That was 40 years ago. But he knows the farm is still occupied because he recently checked.
15 days ago, I went back to look at the state of the land. I found that those people that took our inheritance are still there. There was a time when one of my father's brothers went to claim the land back. All that happened was that he was shot at. We are not willing to die that way. There are more of them, and they have weapons.
Porque es que ellos son más hartos y tienen armas.
There is now a peace process underway in Colombia, negotiations due to start between the FARC guerrillas and the government. Do you think that these negotiations are going to deal with the kind of problem that you're describing?
El diálogo es gobierno.
Right now, the negotiations are government and guerrillas only. The farmers have no space. We do not exist there.
Todavía no existimos ahí.
There are others who fear their voices, their interests may be lost in the stampede to sign a peace deal. At the offices of País Libre, a team campaigns on behalf of the victims in Colombia's civil war, those whose relatives were killed, people who were left disabled or simply traumatized by the conflict. And for the woman in charge here, the cause is a personal one, because Clara Rojas was herself kidnapped by the FARC and held for 6 years in the jungle before being rescued. What she fears now is that the peace negotiations will mean both sides try to brush history under the carpet.
We have a lot of persons that disappear. Sometimes the families didn't know what happened and why. The victims want the truth. It's very important. It's the first step in the way of the peace. We want to know that the FARC say the truth, right?
It's sometimes said when there's a peace process in any country that it's better to forget the past, to move forward, and that in fact you have to put things behind you if you want to move on.
No, I felt the person in Colombia need the justice. In my case, I forgiven the FARC, right? But for the society, I think we need that the violent people say sorry. It's the way of reconciliation.
There are so many players in this conflict, the victims, the army, the paramilitaries, and there are other smaller insurgent groups who haven't yet signed up to negotiations. And then there is, of course, the trafficking of Colombia's cocaine. This has spawned huge criminal empires that certainly won't disappear overnight. The negotiators beginning work in Oslo have a lot of goodwill behind them. But they also have their work cut out, trying to make all these people feel included in the process while still reaching the point where a meaningful peace deal can be struck.